Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
I know you were worried, probably thinking, oh, this show's going to suck today. Ron's going to be in a bad mood. Show's going to be mad. But you got to be. I'm handling this pretty well, right?
A lot better than I would, that's for damn sure.
Damn potholes, flat tire.
No, you know what? Let me take that back. It's not that you're handling it better than I would. You're handling it better than most people would. Most people like to complain and feel bad about themselves. Kudos to you, sir.
That's right, baby. Got to change that tire when we get done here.
But
we'll get it fixed in. You think it'll settle in? You don't think? You think I'm just being really good right now?
No, I'm just wondering how many times it's going to come up over the course of the show.
I'm done with it.
You have to be, or else I take back those kudos.
I'm done with it. Okay. There's nothing worse than getting a flat tire from a pothole that you tried to avoid, but then probably made it worse and drove right into it. You know what time it is on a Tuesday. Hey, Vern!
Show, good morning. John Dorsey and the Cleveland Browns, they believe in Kareem Hunt.
He understands and takes full accountability the egregious act that he committed. He is extremely remorseful for his actions. What he has done is he has sought professional counseling with regards moving forward in anything like this situation. Once he understands his situation, he is now working towards being a better man moving forward. By no means, from an organizational standpoint, is this a guarantee of anything. As we all know, you know, trust has to be earned, and that has to be earned with the Cleveland Browns organization and the community of Cleveland moving forward.
That's John Dorsey, current general manager of the Cleveland Browns, and of course we know him here for his many times at Pickleman's. We've had some time to sit on it. The story broke at the 1 o'clock hour of our show yesterday. Now, we've had some time to sit on it. Vern, I posed this thought, and I want to say that I'm not saying that I think this is a factual thing. I just posed the idea that if we look at everything and we look at the fact that Kareem Hunt is the one who made the decision and his representation to accept the deal with the Browns, if we look at everything that's happened, and we look at the time frame, and we look at his past of what we know here in Kansas City, the amount of times he's had issues here, the amount of times that he's had issues in Cleveland, and with what the Chiefs knew, as Clark Hunt admitted to earlier this year, saying, yeah, they knew of other incidents that occurred around here. And we think about the time frame when it happened. Vern, based off the decision that he made to go back to Cleveland, would it be fair to wonder or question if Kareem Hunt is truly rehabilitated? Would it be wrong to question and wonder if this cat's making the decision to go back to Cleveland, which I continue to say and believe it is the worst situation and place for him to go to, reasons being he's going back to the scene of the crime of which it happened. He's going back to home where there could be possibility of, yes, family, but enablers. He's going to an organization that has a first-year head coach who has never been a head coach, who was a running backs coach last year up until the firing of Hugh Jackson, going to a place where there's not strong leadership there. When I look at all of those things and he makes that decision, I think it's fair to wonder if he's really at a place where he's right.
It's the one spot to me that means one of two things. Either he does indeed have it figured out, he has made this change in his life, or he hasn't learned a single solitary thing. If he signs anywhere else in the NFL, now, of course, it's always possible that he has turned the corner. But if he signs in Denver, if he signs in Los Angeles, I wouldn't even acknowledge your question. I wouldn't think it was possible that he didn't learn a thing. But to go back to Cleveland, it does raise the question of, is it possible that he hasn't even felt the slap on the wrist that the NFL has placed on him to jump at the opportunity to return home, where we know there were some incidents dating back to college because we've heard reports about the in-depth nature in which John Dorsey looked into his past at Toledo. Going to Cleveland shows me, again, it scares me. And the reason
for
why
him.
The reason why I'm not going to give you a definitive answer, show, is because, man,
we don't know.
We both do. We want to believe in the young man. We want to believe that he has acknowledged his past mistakes, has learned from them, and is going to become a benefit to society, a benefit to his hometown, and a model citizen while back in Ohio. I want to believe that. But your point is well thought out. You do have to consider the quickness at which he took this position, the surroundings that will be there. It sure does lend itself to a guy that thinks, I didn't do anything wrong. Let me go around more people that believe I didn't do anything wrong.
Because a big thing that you came out and spoke about yesterday was, hey, man, it's got to – he was in a great situation with leadership here, and you can't dispute that. It's got to be on him to get himself together, right? That was a big thing that you were saying. And, you know, many people out here, not just me, not just you, not just Serta, not just Ryan, many people out here have had experience with people who have had issues, whether that be drinking, that be gambling, that be drugs, whatever. Many people have had experience. And when you see someone who has really turned it around, if you've really run into somebody who has really gotten themselves together, generally they're the ones who make really good, sound decisions for themselves and would say to themselves, even though I know I'm right, even though I have been sober however many months, even though I know myself that that place isn't the right place for me to go, I know myself that that is not the right surrounding. And so I hope that Kareem has really worked on things since it happened. But it was November, Jack. I mean, it's not Valentine's Day yet. And in that time frame, I think it is fair to question, to wonder, hey, if he would make the decision that coming here would be the place, is he really turned it? Because the number one thing that I've had experiences with people who've had issues to continue to be on the straight and narrow to avoid that is to not put themselves in situations to where that was an issue. And that's why I raised the thought on that, Vern.
It's hard to make that kind of a lifestyle change, have that kind of enlightenment in the short time span that you're talking about. I hope it's happened to him.
Right, that's the time. That's the big one.
It's not even a calendar year since he's hauling off on dudes in the streets of Kansas City at Put-in Bay in Ohio. I hope he's a new man. But yeah, history and the experience that you have, of course, points to someone that it would give you pause. It would give you a nervous feeling about whether or not Kareem Hunt is indeed the man that Cleveland needs him to be. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Kansas State takes on Texas. Kansas State back in the top 25. They take on the Longhorns. 7 o'clock right here on your home for K-State Athletics, 610 Sports Radio.
That's a funky matchup for K-State, is they got 20 balled at home in Manhattan when they played Texas the first time. Texas has really good size, really good athletic defensive players, And sometimes when they get hot, especially shooting the ball, you know, like many teams, that it just seems like sometimes there are weird matchups for certain teams. It feels like for K-State, Texas is a tough matchup with their size and everything. And sometimes K-State has a struggle to score. And I think Texas's defense worsens that for them. Can I get some? One of the real surprising things to me is the success that Texas has had under Shaka Smart. We talked about this yesterday when we were discussing, like, hey, I don't think it's the worst thing if K-State wins, Vern, the conference championship, because I think that'll just add on years that Bruce Weber will remain the head coach. And as long as Bruce Weber is at K-State, I will never have any type of fear that K-State would ever make a rise like a Virginia or like a Wisconsin has in the Big Ten and the ACC. I don't know. When Shaka Smart came, and maybe that has to do with the VCU thing when I watched him beat a good Kansas team, but when Shaka Smart got hired at Texas, I had real concerns. This was a young, energetic dude that played a different style of basketball that could coach and could coach lesser talent and even was able to coach some of that lesser talent to get into the NBA. And didn't just do it over 1 year. Sometimes you see a coach do, you know, something 1 year and they get a job. No, he stayed at VCU and waited and did it multiple times and had success in that conference and had success. He about turned them for a short standpoint into Wichita State and to a smaller standpoint, Gonzaga. I thought when he took over at Texas, with everything that comes with Texas, with all the resources at Texas, with that state and the basketball players that come out of that state, that he would have that thing rolling and they would really challenge Kansas in a real way. Because Rick Barnes was able to challenge Kansas for about a decade at times, and get talent was better than they got at Kansas. Kevin Durant, better than anybody that Kansas has ever had under Bill Self. Better, way better. That's not a shocking thing. But I am surprised that Shaka has just been
middle of the road. He was cool. He was energetic. He would show off in front of the microphones, in front of the cameras. He was a guy that seems like he's always recruiting. He seemed like the new wave of coaches that we see in basketball and in football. And yet, in 4 years in Austin, he's 26-35 in conference, 13 games below 500 in the Big 12 over the last three seasons. He's 0-2 in the NCAA tournament. No, I think everyone, if you were predicting what was going happen to the Texas program.
What's their record again in conference?
26-35.
That's ridiculous.
15-28 over the last 3 years. Rick Barnes, to me, was...
He's got the number one team in the country right now.
Rick Barnes was like a laughing stock to a certain extent because he would have so much talent and he could never put it together. He did have those Scott Drew characteristics, or at least Scott Drew narrative to him. Yeah, Shaka Smart, but you know what? It's a Texas thing, because even on the football side, it's been strange, as finally just this past season, the Longhorns have been able to look more like the Texas squads that we all expect. When you have that kind of backing, that kind of athletic department, you would think it would be easy to climb the ranks and show your clout, and they really haven't been able to do it in either sport.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.